Welcome to the Accent Training Podcast, a podcast where I teach you to harness the sounds of your spoken English. My name is Pat. I'm an accent coach from Toronto, Canada, living down in Mexico. I teach the American accent, and this is part two of a topic that I call the of reduction. In our previous episode, the of reduction, part one, I broke down for you how to identify when the word of is reduced. Now, just to quickly recap those rules, if the word following of begins with a consonant sound, then we only pronounce a schwa. We don't pronounce a full of, but we only make an If the word following of begins with a vowel sound, we pronounce a v, of. It's awkward to go from a schwa, to a vowel sound. If I were to say, that's a lot of it, a lot of it, sounds very forced to me. It sounds kind of ugly. But a lot of it, a lot of it, it's flowing. Another important thing that we covered is that the letter F is being pronounced as a V. We're giving it a little bit of voice. We're not making it off. Get off of it. Get off of it. But get off of it. Get off of it. Off of it. Of it. Off of it. And also I made sure that you were aware of the fact that you don't always have to do this. Your speech will be understood just fine without it. But when speaking casually, when you're not overly stressing the word of because the context doesn't require it, it's a great tool for controlling both your syllable stress and your connected speech. Now, our goal with part two of this episode is to identify the uses of in an article which I'm going to read out loud to you. You can find the link to this article in the description. It's from BreakingNewsEnglish.com, written by none other than Mr. Sean Banville. And it's titled, Octopuses and Humans Share Intelligence Gene. So what we're going to do is I will read three sentences at a time. We will then look back on those three sentences, identify all of the ofs, and your job is to listen closely as I read the first time and determine for yourself, before I even tell you, what sound we're dealing with. If it's just a schwa, or if it's a schwa with a V, of. Now, if that sounds boring to you, I invite you to stop listening right now, because it's not going to get any less boring. But if that sounds exciting to you, then you've got what it takes to change your accent, and let's get to work. It is common knowledge that sea creatures, like dolphins, have a high level of intelligence. Scientists have now discovered that octopuses also have remarkable intelligence. A team of Italian marine biologists have revealed that octopi have a gene that also determines the intelligence of humans. Now, there were three sentences and there were three ofs. First off, level of intelligence. Am I using a schwa? Am I using a V? Level of intelligence. Oven. I'm using the V. Team of Italian. Team of. Team of Italian. Another V sound. Intelligence of humans. Intelligence. Humans. Intelligence of humans. No V sound. Just a schwa. Intelligence. Intelligence of humans. All right, let's keep on reading and listen closely for more. The eight-tentacled sea creature has short sequences of DNA called jumping genes. These same genes make up 45% of the human genome. The researchers said the DNA sequences are important for learning and for creating and storing memories in the brain. The scientists say the DNA may give octopuses cognitive abilities that are similar to those humans have. That was four sentences. Short sequences of DNA. Sequences of DNA. What do you think? Is it a schwa? Or is it a schwa with a V? Of. It is a schwa. Sequences of DNA. And there was a second of in there. 45% of the human genome. Percent of the human genome. What do you think? Am I making a schwa? Or am I making a schwa with a V? Percent of the. I'm making only a schwa, my friend. 45% of the human genome. Percent of the. Let's continue. The scientists say their research findings are important as they give an insight into how octopuses amend their behavior in response to different stimuli. Scientists describe this process as behavioral plasticity. Biologist Graziano Fioriti suggested that the research could help us understand more about intelligence in humans. He said, "The brain of the octopus is functionally analogous in many of its characteristics to that of mammals." Now I'm going to stop it right there because I just read a lot of the second paragraph and there were three ofs and they all popped up in that same sentence right there. So let's break those three down. First off, brain of the. I'm using a schwa there. I'm not using of. I'm using a schwa. The brain of the octopus. The brain of the octopus. Not of the octopus, but other. The brain of the octopus. Many of its characteristics. This one does have the V. Because the word coming after of starts with a vowel sound. So we can make it of its. Many of its. And then finishing that sentence. Many of its characteristics to that of mammals. That of mammals. To that of mammals. Now here, you could pronounce this a little bit more formally and say it, that of mammals. Characteristics to that of mammals. You could, to stress it, but because mammals does start with a consonant sound, we can make that reduction. That of mammals. Characteristics to that of mammals. Let's finish off this article here. For this reason, the DNA represents a very interesting candidate to study to improve our knowledge on the evolution of intelligence. He says the brain structure of octopuses may mean the creatures are more similar to mammals than invertebrate and other sea life. Now we just saw another two ofs pop up in there. Evolution of intelligence. Evolution of intelligence. The evolution of intelligence. We are totally using that V sound to link those words together. Evolution of intelligence. And then the other one here. Structure of octopuses. Structure of octopuses. The brain structure of octopuses. Again, using the V sound to link our words together. Structure of octopuses. Now that's the end of our article there. Maybe you found it interesting. Maybe you thought that this was a waste of your time. Write a comment on the podcast and let me know. Or if you can't write a comment, depending on the app that you're using, give me a few stars. If you found the value in this, give me 5 stars. Hit subscribe. Wait for more episodes. If you didn't like what you hear, still hit subscribe. Let me make it up to you in the future with some more accent training material. Now, my friends, this brings us to wrapping things up for today. This is just a little bonus content that I wanted to create because I had a little time. I figured, why not make some hard-hitting materials for my listeners and students? So thank you for taking the time to tune in all the way through the of reduction, parts 1 and 2. And if you feel that you want to take things to another level with your spoken English, then you've got to check out my video course, my friend, where I teach you key components of developing the American accent and provide you with a ton of great practice material full of phrases that you'll use in your everyday life so that you can make these sounds work for you right away without any hesitation. Check out the link in the description to the video course on Udemy and allow me to teach you how to create crystal clear accent habits on demand that last for a very long time. And by the way, if you're looking for an accent coach to work with you one-on-one learning the American accent, then let me tell you, my friend, I am the coach for you. Feel free to get in contact with me through Instagram or Facebook or by email, and I'll send you a clear assessment that will help us get from point A to point B. Check the description to find the way easiest for you to contact me, and let's get to work, my friend. Well, this brings us to the end of our show for today. I've got to grab some dinner quickly. Everybody's left me alone this evening. I was working late, and my wife and my mother-in-law went to go visit some family on the other side of the city. But what they forgot to tell me was that the neighborhood of this family member has a pool. Oh, it is hot around here in the summer, my friends. It was like 39 degrees Celsius today. It's hot. I would have booked a whole week off work just to go jump in a pool for an hour. And they left me behind to cook and el sol de la canicula, in the hot Mexican summer sun. So I'm going to call it a day. Thank you very much for your attention. And I look forward to serving you with many more materials to help you train the accent habits that will best serve you. Have a good one, folks.